limits. And we hope that that will give folks an opportunity in the future to get some feeling of where we've been and how far we've come without the loss of the institutional memory entirely. And secondly, I just wanted to add that it is the desire of the and I think the desire was expressed unanimously of this particular subcommittee that if it were at all possible, we would like to bring that level of state participation at the county level to a maximum of $12,500 from the $12,145 that it's at, and that would cost us a few thousand dollars. And we can bring that back as a supplemental bill, but we feel like this is a very, very worthwhile effort that is and generates a lot of goodwill and a lot of economic development and benefit locally for the veterans to be able to access more and more federal dollars and other services which are available to veterans that, that brings that money back into our local communities. And again, by the power vested in me as a sub-chair committee, I would appoint you, Mr. Co-Chair, to that committee of one with Senator Yee, but I'll take that under advisement for the time being. Thanks.
Sub of the sub.
It's an ad hoc committee of the subcommittee is what it is.
I am honored.
Senator Carno.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I just want to add my praise to the department and remind us that this department built that hospital in the Dalles with a dollar of general fund appropriation and has done a marvelous job. And even though the study did not really take in the Dalles, mid-Columbia area, their Alzheimer unit is full, and there was discussion in the committee that since they have a waiting list, expand that is a good potential. And I just think they've done a marvelous job. Thank you.
I know, Senator, you and I have worked together to get a couple of veterans out of our area up to the hospital, and they were more than accommodating, more than gracious in their admissions policies, stretching the limit of definition of category to get people into the dementia wing. And we appreciate all the good work, sir.
Yes, sir.
Senator Hannah.
I would like to also join the co-chair and committee, Senator Yee, on the work that she has provided on these performance measurements, and I think it will be a legacy that will be used in future legislatures, that we should be invoking goals and objectives to be used for future sessions. I would, however, comment to the senator from Central Oregon, when the senator just spoke and said that the veterans should be commended for building the home for a dollar. In 1975, these Capitol wings were built for $1, too. And I think that's quite an achievement that government can build an edifice like this for $1. That who says government is inefficient?
If I might, Mr. Co-Chair, the only
certainly
thing I
better
would say to your good colleague from Ashland is that, unfortunately, this building will not be occupied by veterans.
Frequently enough.
Yeah. There are some around.
Any further questions? Any further discussion? Senator Hayden.
I'm a veteran.
Representative Hayden.
I'm a veteran.
Hey.
Frequently enough. And thank you, sir. Any further questions? Any discussions? Any objections to House Bill 5004? Seeing none, bill is passed. With a due pass to the floor, Representative Pendridge, would you please do us the honor of carrying this bill when it arrives at the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. House Bill, I suppose I should editorialize there just a little bit. We are now one down, 237 budgets to go. So, nothing implied there. House Bill 5018, Department of Geology and Mineral Industries, Representative Hayden.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's a pleasure for me to present
this second budget to the committee of this session, to the full Ways and Means. It is a personal first for me. After 12 years of unrealized wishes, I have the opportunity to join you and present this budget, which is House Bill 5018, Department of Geology and Mineral Industries. And I have followed this small agency over the years and think it is a highly efficient agency. This is the appropriation bill for the Department of Geology and Mineral Industries. The department provides the state's primary source of information of geological minerals and hazards. The agency works to reduce the risks of damage from earthquakes, tsunamis, practice that word, floods, landslides, and other natural hazards. The department is also responsible for administering surface mining operations, regulations. The agency is primarily funded by the general fund, by mining permit fees, and other funds from the publication of sales, publication, sales, and services, and various federal fund sources. As recommended by the Natural Resources Subcommittee, the budget totals $7.6 million, including $3.2 million in general fund, $2.6 million in other funds, and $1.7 million in federal funds. The recommended budget also includes $100,000 of non-limited other funds for defaulted mining site reclamation expenses using security bond revenues. The budget as recommended by the subcommittee is 1.4% below the governor's proposed budget, but 2.2% above the 1999-01 estimated expenditures. The department's general fund appropriation is 2.2% less than the governor's. The general fund appropriation is 2.2% less than the governor's recommended budget. The subcommittee recommended no change in the department's staffing of 35.38 FTE. The subcommittee reduced the agency's proposed budget by $74,000 in the general fund category. The reductions were made in non-fixed services and supplies accounts as a response to the statewide funding issues and priorities. The subcommittee directed the agency to investigate recovering additional costs associated with the development of publications and the providing of services to state and local agencies as a way of increasing revenues. The department was directed to report to the emergency board and request any necessary additional limitation. The subcommittee also made reductions for the public employees' retirement system employer rate contribution decrease. I didn't say PERS because Representative Butler would charge me a quarter if I said that. The subcommittee approved an other funds expenditure limitation decrease of $36,000. Most of the decrease was made in the mined land reclamation program as a technical adjustment to reflect the proper recording of a revenue transfer. The Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends approval of House Bill 5018 as amended with the -1 amendments which you have before you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Representative Hayden. That was an excellent read. Any any questions? It was more than a read. It was a good factual presentation of the budget. That's what I really meant to say. Any questions for the good representative? Any discussion? Any objections to moving House Bill 5018 to the House floor with a due pass 5018 as amended to the House floor with a due pass recommendation? Seeing none, it is so moved. I understand that the subcommittees have already assigned carriers, so if I have assigned the Veterans Affairs to Representative Patridge, necessarily, you were the original carrier?
So.
Perfect. So there's no need to assign carriers from this committee. Moving on, House Bill 5034, Psychiatric Security Review Board. Senator Yee.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 5034 is the budget bill for the Psychiatric Security Review Board. This board supervises the custody and release of persons who have been found guilty except for insanity of committing a crime in Oregon. The Psychiatric Security Review Board operates with general fund support. It has a small amount of other funds from a one-time 1994 award from the American Psychiatric Association.
The board uses these funds for staff and board member training. The Subcommittee on Human Services recommends a budget of $726,708 general funds and $2,000 other funds. This is a 1.3% below the governor's recommended budget. It is a 3.8% above the 1999-01 estimated expenditures. The budget growth is due to inflation and salary adjustments. There are no enhancements in the budget. The budget maintains the board's current staffing and number of hearing days. However, the board projects the number of persons it oversees will grow more than 10% during the biennium. This increases the need for staff oversight and timely case hearings. The board will continue recent deficiencies to help it manage workload growth in 01 to 03. The subcommittee adjusted the budget for the first rate cut, reduced general fund services and supply expenditures by 2.2%, and cut unneeded other funds expenditure limitations. These changes bring the budget more in line with the board's projected spending for 01 to 03. This is a very efficient budget. Your subcommittee recommends approval.
Thank you, Senator. Any questions regarding the Psychiatric Security Review Board? Any discussions? You'd like to make some comments?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to call your attention to the performance measures this agency presented us, and it's just outstanding. They tell us all about the performance measures or hearings within statutory time limits, percentage of hearings completed, decisions made per day, conditional releases maintained per month, revocations based on new felony, and conditional release progress reports received on time. They are just excellent in their progress reports, and I couldn't help asking them, why? How come you're so good? She said, the state gave a training in 1991, and they all went to the training. And she's been doing performance measures reports ever since then. So maybe the state should do another training on how to do performance measures, just to refresh their memory, and maybe invite the director of this board as one of the trainers, because this is just excellent. It tells you everything, and I asked for data to support her figures, and she gave me the data, and she gave me the methodology she used, and this should be exemplary for all the other state agencies, how performance measures should be made.
Hey, you're being too modest. I am sure you had something to do with their excellent presentation on the performance data.
Well, I just asked for supporting data, and she gave us very good detailed information.
Thank you. Any further discussion on House Bill 5034? Any objections? Seeing none, House Bill 5034 is moved to the House floor with a two-pass recommendation. Next up, Oregon State Board of Nursing Senate Bill 5535, Representative Winters.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is the fourth bill, and before I begin, I would like to say I, too, would thank Senator Yee. Performance measures are really being discussed in the committee on Subcommittee on Human Services. And you have before you that was just passed out, the Oregon State Board of Nursing Performance Measures, which I understand that they worked on yesterday in consultation with Senator Yee. Senate Bill 5535 is the budget bill for the Board of Nursing. The Board of Nursing protects the public health, safety, and well-being through the regulation of nursing practice and nursing education. The agency is supported by other funds, primarily from examination, licensing, and renewal fees. The agency also receives federal Medicaid and Medicare funds that are transferred to the board from the Senior and Disabled Services Division of the Department of Human Resources as other funds. The committee recommended budget is $6.4 million. There is an 8.7% this is 8.7% higher than the 9901 estimate of expenditures. The committee made only one adjustment to the governor's recommended budget. It reduced the budgeted amount for the public employees' retirement system funding by 1.53%, or $7,268. The committee budget includes four policy option packages. The first will allow the board to professionally evaluate the exam it uses to certify medication aids for bias or discrimination. The second will facilitate the development of electronic e-commerce options for licensees. The committee requested the Department of Administrative Service to unschedule the funds associated with this enhancement until the appropriate legislative committee, such as the Advancing E-Government Subcommittee of Ways and Means, reviews the proposal. The third policy package increases a half-time accounting position to full-time to deal with the increased agency workload. The fourth package provides expenditure limitation to fund a possible per diem increase for board members. The per diem increase from $30 to $150 is included in House Bill 2251, and the committee requested the Department of Administrative Service to unschedule the funds for the increased pending passage of House Bill 2251. The committee further directed the agency to report to the 2003 Legislative Assembly on the state's nursing shortage and the board's role in collaborating with other organizations to fashion an appropriate response. Your Subcommittee on Human Services recommends approval of House Bill 5535 as amended.
Any questions? Representative Schrader.
Just a comment. I agree with everyone, I think, here, and certainly Senator Yee, that these performance types of outputs and measures are real important. I point out to the subcommittee that most of what we see here are actually output measures, not outcome measures. And that's because I think a lot of the small boards, it's very difficult to make that link between outputs and the progress board goals that we're talking about. But there is mention, I think, in the narrative that we will try and do that with some of the boards where it's appropriate, because the outputs are fine, but the main goal here is to show some tangible benefits, safety in our community, better health care service, et cetera. So hopefully, I know that we'll work with DAS and with LFO in the interim and report to the board, and hopefully we'll do this with more substantial budgets that have bigger implications and can link a little bit better. But I think you've done an outstanding job, and laud them for that.
Any further questions? Sorry.
Can I just a few words about the performance measures the Board of Nursing has prepared for us. And it shows that in year 2000, it takes the if you look at the very first on the top under RN LPN application, from application to license by examination to the date of issuance of license, now it takes 7 days, and their goal is to reduce it to 3 days. 4 days less, and this helps with their certification of license, and they can get their employment sooner. Like the CNA, they depend on the certification to be employed. So reducing 4 days makes a lot of difference. And I think that Representative Hill, is he here?
No.
Well, in his subcommittee, he's asking for what is the efficiency savings, what does it cost, and if agency cannot explain the efficiency in savings, they only get a dollar until they can submit information on the savings. So I think this performance measure is very useful in other committees also, and we're going to hold their feet to the fire. If they will perform next session, we're going to say they have not been efficient, have not been effective, and maybe there are other ways to spend money on higher priority programs, more efficient programs. So I think this sheet is very useful. And the nurse, Board of Nursing have been very helpful. And the chair has been very encouraging, even though she didn't appoint me to a committee of one. I volunteer.
I'll take that under serious consideration.
I must say, Senator Yee, we're very disappointed in you because we understood you were going to, you know, insist on them only getting 50 cents, and now you've caved and given them twice as much money in this, you know, opulent, extravagant expenditure of a dollar.
I voted no in committee because the administration cost looks like 23%, but then when they say their positions are 8 positions in administration, but they say really it's 6.9 FTE, so it comes out to be 20% administration, but still pretty high. But I'm going to vote yes, but with my concerns that administration seems high and hope they can reduce it in the future. So I'm going to be a yes vote.
Thank you, Senator. Any further questions? Any further discussion? Any objections to Senate Bill 5535 as objected or as amended?
Oh.
Other than May objecting.
But she's not objecting.
Let's just make sure we understand the motion. Any objections to Senate Bill 5535 as amended? Seeing none, we'll so move to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. Senator Dukes. Senate Bill 185 relating to oil marketers' assessments.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The Oil Heat Commission was abolished in 1999. The Secretary of State was authorized to wind up the commission's affairs. The work is done, and this bill allows the Secretary of State to return $203,052 of assessments that are no longer needed to wind up the commission's affairs because they're finished. Since the assessments were dedicated to the purposes of the commission, returning them has no impact on revenues to the state. In other words, we can't use them for anything else. The bill was referred to Ways and Means before third reading and needs to be returned to the Senate for third reading. There were no amendments. Basically, we thought it didn't really need to be in subcommittee, and so we're sending it back to the Senate floor.
Long and winding road of the oil heat. Well, we won't go there. Senator Crow.
What happens to the outstanding claims that still exist?
Senator Dixon.
You asking me?
Yeah.
Mr. Chair, Senator Crow, that issue didn't come up in committee. In fact, I don't recall any issues coming up in subcommittee.
Perhaps Dallas could help us with this.
I hope so, Mr. Chair, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. I understand there are about $4 million of outstanding claims. The law prohibits the collection of any assessments past a certain date. It was felt to be, by the Secretary of State, to be virtually an untenable situation. They couldn't pro rata distribute the $200,000. I believe working with the Marketers Association and probably with the Department of Justice, the Secretary of State supports this approach. There are about 4 million of claims that simply can't be paid out of the remaining assessments.
Will those claimants be notified that their claim is no longer valid?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I will see to it that the Secretary of State Audits Division, who is responsible for this, makes the appropriate notifications. Thank you.
And just clarification, Dallas, and perhaps it was my hearing, I thought I heard you say there are $4 million
worth. I'm sorry.
Oh boy, we're using a lot of oil heat in this state.
Yeah.
Any further discussion relating to the oil marketers' assessment? Seeing no further discussion. Any objections to moving the bill back to the Senate floor?
I'll be an objection.
Please record Senator Trow as an objection. Any further objections? Seeing none, Senate Bill 185 is moved to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. Other business. Department of Human Services, Health Division, Senator Yee.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. The Human Services Committee recommends that the Joint Committee on Ways and Means approve the submission of a Federal Department of Health and Human Services grant application in the amount of $75,000 per year for 2 years for innovative models to analyze and address racial, ethnic, and geographic disparities in maternal and child health outcomes. Studies have shown that the intake of synthetic folic acid can prevent birth defects. Oregon has implemented a pregnancy risk assessment monitoring system survey to evaluate knowledge of prenatal and postnatal health care of all women giving birth. The survey has shown that Hispanic women giving birth were taking multivitamin folic acid at only half the rate as Oregon women giving birth in total. The Hispanic population in Oregon is unique, diverse, and geographically dispersed, and the most effective means of delivering the folic acid message needs to be explored systematically. The Health Division will use this grant to improve the knowledge and use of folic acid among Hispanic women in Oregon. The grant requires no state matching funds. Your subcommittee recommends approval of the report.
Thank you, Senator. Any questions for Senator Yee on the grant request? Any discussion? Any objections? Oh, come on. Ted, it looks like you're... seeing no objections. Your full committee recommends approval of the submission for the grant request to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. It's ordered.
No.
The Department of Education. Representative Schrader is not here.
Somebody can read this pony.
Anyone on the subcommittee want to read this little book?
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. The Education Subcommittee recommends that the Ways and Means Committee approve the Oregon Department of Education submission of an application to the U.S. Department of Education for a state improvement grant under the Federal Individuals with Disabilities Education Act. This grant will provide approximately $1.2 million annually for a five-year project for a total of $6 million. The project involves establishing a partnership that includes local education agencies, institutions of higher education, and parents to improve educational results for students with disabilities. Activities will focus on teacher professional development and students' reading skills. There are no general fund or other matching requirements, nor is there any obligation to continue funding after the grant period expires. No additional staff are required to carry out the activities of the grant. The grant application is due on or before February 13, 2001. The subcommittee recommends approval.
Any questions? Any discussion? Any objections to allowing the department to submit the grant to the U.S. Department of Education? Seeing none, approved. Okay, we're done. Good work. First full Ways and Means Committee. And we are adjourned.
I want to commend Senator Yee of staying within the budgets I gave her for her subcommittee.
We'll review that. Have a great weekend, everybody. We're adjourned.